Welcome to the Cattleman's Corner. I'm Brian Hale, sitting in for the late Howard Hale, as we continue his legacy of speaking with cattlemen and women from around the globe.
When it comes to raising cattle, maternal efficiency and greater calving ease are two very important traits, and the American Gelvy Association does a great job on their website laying out this information. The U.S. Meat Animal Research Center data shows Gelvy females have the smallest mature cow size of the four major continental breeds. This reduced mature cow size allows for puberty to be reached at an earlier age, which leads to calving earlier in the season and producing a heavier calf at a younger age. Visit gelvy.org. When it comes to moving cattle, you can sure observe the differences between how people are trained. Here's an interview with Mary Temple Grandin. Dr. Grandin is an American academic and animal behaviorist and the author of more than 60 scientific papers on animal behavior. We asked Dr. Grandin, does it make any difference if you use horses or four-wheelers when moving the cattle?
I think four-wheelers can be just fine. It doesn't matter whether it's on foot, four-wheelers, or horses. It's how you do it. The thing you got to remember is that the animal's a visual thinker. So a man on foot, a man on a horse, and a man on a four-wheeler, that's treated as three totally brand new things. So you need to make sure that when you first introduce that four-wheeler, you're not chasing cattle with it. Why don't you bring some hay out on it? You know, because if the first experience of the four-wheeler is being chased around the pasture, and I've seen some very bad problems where you have cattle that have been handled exclusively on horseback, and when they get into an auction barn or they get into a slaughter plant, they now have a 50-foot flight zone to the man on foot, and that can be really dangerous in a small pen. You can have cattle where when you're riding horseback, they've got maybe a 5-foot flight zone. You get them in a small pen with a person on foot, you now have a 50-foot flight zone.
That's going to do it for the Cattleman's Corner. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.